Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us. Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You got an email on Kim and Kanye's baby?
A Twitter note from Dave. Yeah. Kim and Kanye's new kid's name is Wild. And I embellished too and said that's also his middle name.
Well, the one of their kids is Northwest.
Wild. Wow, wow. Wild.
I mean, it's
West.
North, so why not Wild? Speaking of babies, a nice email from Sean, who loves your show, listens every day. The podcast, if you can't hear it on Z, I listen to the podcast, which you pick up on Stitcher and iTunes and Alexa places too, by the way. Sean says, I never thought about this, but that 38 minutes in Hawaii, a lot of people hopped in the sack.
Oh, you would think so.
And there's a baby boom going to be happening because that happened in New York City years ago, the famous blackout. In the early 70s, there was a blackout.
That was a brownout, wasn't it?
No, it was a blackout in New York City.
Oh, that was the blackout? Yeah. Right.
And it was 9 months later, there's always babies when things like this happen. Now, this is something different. I get it.
It is.
I guess you're a little more scared than just a blackout, but you're still hopping in bed.
You know what I want to hear now?
Blackout.
Yeah. Jim sucks. Play blackout.
Play blackout. I know. I will. No, you're damn right. There's going to be a baby boom in Hawaii in 9 months. Nine months.
I was trying to think of what the heck. I mean, what do you do? Like, if... what do you do? Well, all of a sudden you get this alert.
Todd thought he could pay somebody to take him fishing. Like, the guy cares. That made no sense. You rip off your own boat and go fishing.
Yeah,
you rip off your own boat and go fishing.
Do whatever you want to do, and then all of a sudden,
He's
looking around.
Did anybody walk over to their neighbor and shoot him in the head because they hated him?
Right.
I mean, did that happen?
Just start punching random people or something?
Did you just beat up somebody you didn't like?
Was there some purging?
Yeah, was there purging?
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
There's a sad...
No, the more I think about it, the fishing even made more sense because you would get in a boat and perhaps the missile wouldn't hit you.
You know, it would make, but you're not going to pay a guy. Unless you talk a guy into saying, let's get in the boat and get out of here, maybe we can live, right?
Right, you could have been out of range, just out of range.
But then you're out in the boat and the missile misses the island and hits
which island?
I think the best thing that happens on the boat, even if you get further away, is you die a slow, painful death from the fallout instead of instant death.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Or a giant tsunami caused by the explosion.
That too. Yeah.
I don't know. I think you can all say what you do, but basically I think you just huddle down with whoever you're with.
Yeah.
Right. Love the one you're with.
Just turn on some music go to the local.
And if you're a recovering alcoholic, you start drinking. Covering drug addict, you start doing drugs, whatever. You don't do anything. You know?
It's a good time to try weed.
You masturbate one more time. There's no woman around.
I think
that would
be tough to get that in 20 minutes. Yeah. Like, the world's about to end. I got to get this over with.
Well, that's stuck to the tape. Cool. actually, it's more of a visual.
A log.
I like how you did that.
With a pleasant
visual.
Yeah,
you might need a girl. And you might need Strange, too. You might need Strange knowing the world's going to end.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. You could get it done in 7 minutes. With the world about to end you start thinking about maybe there's a couple other things you want to do before, this 20 minutes is up.
And masturbating.
You might be a little
distracted. Either you're going to have sex, you might not masturbate. I stand corrected.
You're saying you'd be a little preoccupied? I'm saying that it's possible would be.
That
you couldn't laser focus?
You're not just sitting there like some monkey going off on yourself.
Man,
that's how you're going.
I could be looting right now.
Yeah. 2 liters waiting for
me. Go get a nice TV for yourself. Yeah,
for the last 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, get some 2 liters.
Or, with just 20 minutes left in the world, that's when you go and try one of those Tide detergent pods.
Chew it up,
and
man.
See what the kids are raving about.
Do not try the raving about it. Dr. Mean is pissed.
How many people told people something that they otherwise would not have?
I had heard that one, too. Honey, I murdered this guy. I saw a couple of emails like that.
Saying, I love you.
Right. Walked up to the neighbor three houses down. You know, your husband's a real D-bag. I've always really wanted to. What do you think?
Then you see her the next day walking to work. Like, I don't mind.
Let me tell you, I never liked you.
Well, that right. They are fun stories, and they have to be out there. Now that the scare is over and just the text to loved ones, I didn't even read that story because that sounded sad to me. But they need to find the stupid stories. What actually people did. Did somebody say I love you? Did somebody admit to murdering somebody? Which is not really a fun story, but, you know.
Yeah, did somebody have a confession that he
because they thought they were going to go to heaven or something like that that moment.
Here's her chest.
Right.
Or, yeah, because they thought it would be, I got to say this so I can get into heaven.
Right, right. It reminds me of the plane on the Almost Famous when it's starting to go down. They think it's going down. The drummer yells out, I'm gay. Remember that? And then the plane just levels off.
Did you get that?
Whatever. And then the plane levels off, and he's just sitting there. and they don't talk about it. Nobody just says anything. You know? It's a great scene. Yeah.
Today is National Bootleggers Day.
All right.
It is meant in part to commemorate the birthday of noted bootlegger Al Capone.
Oh, really? Hmm. It's his birthday today?
It is the anniversary of Al Capone's birth today. He was born on this date in 1899. It is his birthday. However, he is dead now. Another.
Syphilis killed him, by the way.
Right. And also born on this date, however, dead now, Benjamin Franklin.
Who was taller, Al Capone or Ben Franklin?
Who's taller?
Wow.
Al Capone or Ben Franklin. Both born on this date, both dead now.
This better not be a push.
We have no
idea. I don't do pushing.
Okay. And it's tough to get
anymore.
Visual evidence of Ben. Because it's just, it's drawings.
Many of
Ben.
Them.
It was drawings with Ben.
Yeah.
And there are photos of Al, and Al doesn't seem that tall. Mm-hmm. He seems like a short, fat gangster. Yeah.
I'm flashing back to Boardwalk Empire. You know, they Capone was a they always portray him as a short guy.
Yeah, well, there's also actual photos of Capone too. That's what I'm trying to say. I've seen Capone in
the
photos
actors.
and in newsreels. So I'd say Ben Franklin. We have no idea if he was short.
Any actor?
I'm going to say Ben Franklin's taller.
That portrays Capone
is shorter.
Is short.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
And I don't know if that's accurate. Franklin. I'm going to go with Al Capone.
Ben Franklin.
Todd, why are you guys acting like there's no video of Al Capone? There's a ton of video of Al Capone walking into court and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but then there's the algorithm with drawings.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Ben Franklin.
I have no idea how Ben Franklin is. I'm just going to say Ben Franklin's taller because I know that Al Capone is not tall.
I'm just saying.
But Ben Franklin could be short.
When you see Al Capone portrayed in a movie, he's always portrayed by a relatively short actor.
Because he was short.
I don't think he was. Al Capone. 5'10".
We are hosed.
Not that short.
Oh, and Ben Franklin's years ago, so he could be shorter, right?
Ben Franklin, 5'9".
Oh!
There we go.
What a close one. Man. That was exciting. That was just exciting.
There was a lot of
build
up to that one. A lot of build up for that one. A lot of build up.
Exciting to watch their faces.
I'm disappointed.
Hey, we asked. Remember how excited when Paul McGroin got to play that live with us?
He did.
He was excited.
He was talking about that with me on the way out the door too. Man, I got to play Who's Taller
in the studio
live.
It's a rare event. We should have kept the Raising Cane guy in here to have it play him.
Ooh.
Raising Cane drops off some, they sell chicken.
Chicken fingers.
That's where he dropped off a bunch of chicken fingers.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know whether it's coming or not. Only Craig can make that invitation.
But we should, throw these guys a bone.
Yeah, if you know one's coming up.
Have a random guest sit down and join.
And, give them a shot.
Well, thrill of a lifetime.
In case some other random person walks in here, we can certainly play again today.
Yeah.
Well, especially. Not every day can we play, by the way.
No, we can't.
That was a good game.
That's overplay. That was a real good game.
Unexpected result. But today we can play several times. But I had a good hunch that the movies weren't doing Al Capone any kind of favor. Yeah. you know, KFC always comes up with these little promotional things, you know, that, that you can't actually buy, but, you know, they say, you know, here's something with KFC on it that, you know, I forget some of the things that they've come up with. But now what they've come up with is some KFC cocktails.
Oh, with gravy.
With gravy as a main ingredient.
Pete just dropped his
now,
pen.
Now, you can't go to KFC and buy these, but they have come up with some recipes for you.
Like Todd's Pocket Gravy? Is that one of their examples?
No, not necessarily. Okay. Not specifically.
No, this is KFC gravy.
Yeah, KFC gravy.
Oh, man. Now, you got to make sure you get a good batch, though. That's the problem I have with the chicken fast food gravy is a lot of times it's inconsistent.
I don't know. I find their quality control to be excellent.
Yeah. There's no gravy there.
I know. I know. It's just great timing. Great timing. I want to thank, by the way, Raising Cane for bringing some food this morning. Yeah,
great. Cane sauce drinks coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Work on that tonight, Petey.
But there's the gravy, Mary, with vodka.
You put a little bit of gravy
in the Bloody Mary.
That adds some richness.
I really don't like a thick Bloody Mary. I really don't. That doesn't sound good at all to me.
Well, they've got the gravy spice.
My Bloody Marys are basically red food coloring in my vodka. That's how you like them. I like my Bloody Marys.
And then they've got all the other stuff you need in there: Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, pepper, salt, paprika, horseradish.
That'll fill you up.
Lemon juice, tomato,
celery. Buzzed or get right.
What other alcohol are you going to use with the gravy, though? It's got to be
just vodka.
A clear alcohol.
See, there's beer. Gravy Mary. There's probably vodka. Beer.
Guinness and gravy. In the mold.
In the finger-licking sour, it's the mezcal and cherry liqueur.
Ooh. You could do the
gravy. Do a black and tan and gravy.
Yeah.
Black, tan, then gravy.
I think you got to put the gravy on the bottom.
Yeah. I'm thinking
it wouldn't stick to the bottom.
It wouldn't float.
Right. A gravy boiler maker. Drop a shot of gravy into the glass of beer.
And then the southern twist has the Kentucky bourbon in it with several other things.
Doesn't it like coagulate or something?
It does.
I'm just trying to picture
when you open up
the gravy.
When you open it up, it's coagulated. Yeah.
Right. It's grease.
Yeah.
It's grease.
I'm sure alcohol helps it.
Breaks it up.
I'm sure. Just sure of it.
No, your drink would look like a gravy lava lamp, is what it would look like. You know?
So bring some of that in and have Petey mix one up for you tonight.
I'll try it.
I know you will. Because if that's what the customer asked for,
you bring your own. You got any gravy?
You're there to serve.
You got any gravy back there? Ask the local bartender tonight. You got any gravy back there?
No, not white gravy. You got any brown gravy?
Gotta work up some gravy for me.
It's got to be the brown gravy.
The gravy martini, please.
Ooh,
in the right time, that would be fun.
Boy, that's a dirty martini,
man.
Yeah, it is.
I want my olives stuffed with gravy. Is that a problem?
According to a study published in Social Science Research, 1 in 4 people will either cheat on their partner or be cheated on.
Partner or marriage? Just partner?
Partner.
That means just dating somebody? Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it's not higher. If you're just adding dating and partners.
Is that 1 out of 4 in both categories? Or?
Just.
It's not either
it's just,
or?
It's just partner. It's
or. The term used is or.
Gotcha. I like that conjunction.
So 3 out of 4 are safe.
Yeah.
Unless.
Some people put that a little bit that number a little lower, I guess. The safe one's a little bit lower, but nevertheless. Viral Thread put together a list of ways to know when a cheater is about to strike. They say these clues are not proof that you are being cheated on, but something to keep in mind and something that you may want to consider if these things happen to you.
I'll tell you when you're about to strike, when you're in Hawaii and the world's coming to an end and you're nowhere near your partner. That could be a cheater.
Love the one you're with?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
In the next 20 minutes?
You do what you got to do. If you've been attracted to each other, I don't think strangers. I don't think walking up to a random stranger in Hawaii was going to work.
Unless you want to go fishing.
Unless she walks up to you.
Oh, then you're saying yes.
And then she would.
I was going to go home and see my wife. But that's okay. I'll stay here.
I live 25 minutes away. Darn.
I live 25 minutes away, right. And, and the roads are packed.
No one will ever know.
Right. Oh.
Except.
Oh, there's no missile. The guy was praying for a missile. And now I'm praying for the end of time.
Yes. Now, these are directed at things that women are doing, but I guess it works both ways. Maybe she's constantly on her phone. Sure, most people have their phone on them all the time and take it to the bathroom. But generally, most people don't leave it sitting around unaccompanied. However, she seems a little extra attached to her phone, snatches it off the table real fast whenever it goes off. That might be a sign she's getting some texts or something that she does not want you to see.
That's a big one there.
If her phone is always on silent or she doesn't answer certain calls, maybe she won't let you look through her phone or computer. She's a little too reluctant to give you the password so that you can make a call or look something up, or she changes her password immediately after telling you she might be hiding something. Now, keep in mind, she's under no obligation to let you look through her phone, so this one varies case by case. But it might be a thing.
Or if Tiger calls you and leaves a message saying, listen, you need to take
your number. Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
Are you bagging Tiger? That's great.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
All right, please. Thank you.
If you can.
That didn't work out so well for him. Yeah, I don't. Can I borrow your phone? No. Red flag.
Yeah. Maybe she starts using new phrases or has new interests. This is also true if she's using new moves in the sack. Well, where'd she learn these things?
You can clear your history on your phone, though, too. If you didn't clear your history, you might not be cheating. You might be worried about, I don't know, searches for,
pegging,
anal, stuff like that.
Well, that. But yeah. You never know when you never know when a message is going to pop up.
Right, right.
But if she's got new moves, that's cool.
Well, yeah, where's she getting them?
I don't care.
Okay.
You got new moves.
All right. Okay. Some people would be suspicious would care where those new moves came from.
Well, a new move has to start somewhere. Maybe she decided to do something different.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. 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 That's like them.
About a guy? Guy with a new move. Does that mean he's only cheating or right. he just tried something different?
No, they're not saying that this is hard and fast.
Okay.
They could have read something.
But it's something.
Hard and fast is a new move.
That's a new move, yeah.
That's a good move, hard
maybe
and fast.
For her. Yeah.
I'm guessing out of most people who don't learn new moves from cheating, they probably read it somewhere.
Or just
and how many people did you think actually read and try and come up with a new move? What percentage of people?
If you drop a froggy on somebody, they know you're watching porn. Yeah, Bose will tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I see one come up on my Facebook feed every once in a while.
At least that was a straight. You push flip me off. That was a straight line. What?
You see him come up on Facebook feed.
I don't think
you see a new move come up on your Facebook feed. Boy,
when I text,
I'm not on the Facebook.
No,
especially
perhaps I should be.
No, it's like chicks sharing with chicks. Like here's what somebody did to me.
So Tom.
That kind of thing.
Now, are you able to pick up on these things and use them?
Oh, no, I'm not nearly that insightful.
No, plus, if you try a new move, your wife's going to say, what are you doing, Todd?
Reading.
Yeah.
And reading.
I'm going to practice on you now.
You learned that in some book?
Yeah.
You're right.
Do I have that clip? I got that clip.
No, I always drop the Zach Galifianakis line on him. I learned it in a pornography.
Oh, yeah. Pornography.
No, probably not. Maybe she keeps smiling at her phone but won't tell you what she's smiling at.
I think the phone thing is a little different except for the texting part because people are on their phone a lot now and it's just social media. That doesn't mean they're cheating.
Well, but if she won't tell you what she's smiling at.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
If she's looking at funny memes, she'd show you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Here's a dog wrestling another dog and it's so cute. Yeah, I get that.
Maybe she's suddenly super happy and feels really good about herself. You know that's not her. I mean, sure, it's nice to see the person you love feel happy, but it can be a little suspicious if her mood skyrockets for absolutely no reason. She's not telling you what she's feeling so spectacular about. Maybe just look out.
All right, tell me if you're a dick like this, because sometimes I'll hear my wife, she'll be going through the Facebook feed, whatever, mm-hmm. and she'll laugh. And I don't care.
No, I'm with you totally on that.
No,
yeah,
no.
I don't care. There's a lot of unfunny stuff that I think is not funny
Most
on Facebook.
Most stuff's not funny on
so
Facebook. You got to see this. No, I don't.
Right. I don't even inquire.
Nope.
Right.
Oh, I don't ask.
I don't
even ask.
What are you laughing at?
I don't. Nope. 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 Because I just they're not funny.
Yeah. And I don't expect people to say, what are you laughing at? I'm just enjoying it myself, so I don't care. I don't care if anybody else finds it funny or not.
Maybe she gets defensive over the simplest of questions. If you ask her where she is or what she's doing, you know,
you're just
curious.
I'm not bagging anybody. Yell that back out.
And she snaps at you with a harsh or maybe even slightly mean reply or says something extremely vague. Yeah, you know, she might be cheating.
Hmm.
And this is one that we've run into any number of times for any number of people.
I had a drink with a client. That said a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe she starts accusing you of cheating.
Oh. You know what sucks? If you're not cheating and you're being accused.
Well, maybe she's feeling guilty about cheating.
Because I've been on both sides where I actually have done stuff, not my wife, obviously, and I'm accused. At least I know I'm doing something. But if you're not doing anything and being accused, it just pisses you off.
Right.
And then you do get mad because, no. And then, why are you so mad? Because I'm not.
Yeah,
so it's a double-edged sword, right?
You got to be careful with those accusations.
Right.
Because they will become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, ladies. Careful.
Maybe she's feeling guilty, and as a defense mechanism, she's going to project it on you because that way it puts you on the defense.
Oh, guys do that,
creates
too.
A false illusion that she actually values fidelity. Well, in you,
no,
she does.
No, guys will do that, too, though. They'll turn it around on a woman.
Yes. These things work both ways.
Right.
We got Jim. He was the side piece.
Well, Jim's a side piece.
All right.
Are you still morning, guys.
So are you still a side piece, or is this this is
no,
history?
I just ended it last week, and now I'm the a-hole. So
okay.
Go figure.
Well, you were probably an a-hole before.
Was he mad at you?
Yeah. as far as I know, he doesn't know.
Oh, that guy. Okay,
amount of insight is going to save you, fellas. this girl called him from my house and had a conversation that, if I was on the phone with her, I would have never thought that she was going to hang up and then come do things she won't do with me in some other dude's bed. Like, straightest day.
Okay, no, I
love you, sweetie.
Oh, so she'd be in your apartment calling him, and
yeah,
she was so good at it. You mean, right?
So good, it was scary. And then comes to my room.
So you thought eventually it'd be you, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I was thinking that till that conversation happened, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the thought kept running through my mind is, how many other side pieces could this broad have?
That's right. She could be calling you from somebody else's bedroom, right?
Like, yeah. Stone cold, man. Well, stone cold.
So just brutally cold, huh?
Yeah, and, I mean, with a smile, crazy.
That's a sociopath right there.
Yeah,
seriously, if you're that good at it.
Well, a lot of guys are good at that, too.
I know.
You know.
And they're sociopaths, too.
Yeah, they might have been at one point in their life. Yeah, relax. All right. Not everybody's a sociopath, Todd. Throwing that word around way too much.
There's a lot of people who are. I don't think I throw that word.
You can actually pull that off and not be a sociopath. I've been
nearly
told.
Enough.
I've been told you can do that without being a sociopath.
No, but if you do it a lot. And you're really good at it.
Yeah,
that's a pathological liar.
Right. Jim sounded like a side piece, though, didn't he?
He did.
He did, man.
A good side piece.
He did sound like a good side piece.
Sweet piece of ass, that Jim.
We'll have a gravy Guinness as we speak.
Oh, man.
It's a gravy floater. Throw a floater of that.
Yeah, give me
that. Just throw a floater on that thing. A bloop of gravy on my throat. Can you throw me a gravy floater on that? That'd be great.
Just a dollop.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.